This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Monday. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend and that you feel ready for the week ahead. I was meditating on the intention that I want us all to set for this week for quite some time before recording this episode. We only have a couple of weeks left of this entire year, and I feel like how we spend these last few weeks is actually really, really, really important. I know a lot of us were waiting for 2021. You know, 2021 feels like our knight in shining armor about to arrive to rescue us all from the dumpster fire that 2020 has been. And I think it's really important that we don't jump ahead to this idea of come January 1st, everything is going to be different and everything is going to be better, but that we actually allow ourselves the time to integrate and process everything that's happened this year so far. This year has been the biggest year ever. I mean, I know it has for you too. It's been big in terms of the pain and the challenges that we've had to overcome that we are still overcoming today. And it's been big in terms of the changes that we have all made in our lives, the healing that we have seen happening from the inside, along with those outer struggles that have happened as well. For so many of us, 2020 has been this beautiful mess of just struggle and healing all at the same time. You know, we've had a lot of challenges come our way, and through those challenges, we've seen a lot of growth and healing as well. So instead of jumping forward into the future, waiting for 2021 to come save us, how about we spend some extra time for the last month of this year to really honor the growth that we have seen in ourselves, to really honor and appreciate and sit with everything that we have overcome, everything that this year has actually brought us. So 2020 doesn't just become this year that we try to put behind us, right? But actually an integrated part of our experience and our growth.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So our intention for this week is this. This week, I will honor everything I've overcome in 2020. What are some ways this week you can sit down and actually contemplate all the things that came your way this year that have made you grow? All the things that came your way this year that you thought, no way I'm going to make it through this, but here you are. This week is a great week to spend some extra time journaling on these specific topics, talking about these specific topics, maybe sharing with friends and family, meditating on what this year actually has brought you, so that when we get to the last week of the year, which of course, if you have listened to these podcasts before, the Yoga Girl Daily or the Yoga Girl Podcast, we do a huge end of the year intention setting ceremony. And that ceremony is as much about closing out this year as it is about ringing in and inviting the new year. So starting already now means you're going to arrive at the new year with more integration, where you actually know and get to hold the things that you have learned and honor your growth and honor all the tools you used and that big, huge, brave heart inside of yourself that led you to this point in your life. So let's not take 2020 for granted. Let's not sweep it under the rug. Let's not jump into next year, but let's really hold what this year has brought us because it's been a lot. So this week, I will honor everything I've overcome in 2020. Spend extra time journaling, maybe once a day this week, journal a little bit on this topic and see how much you can uncover. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you're starting to feel ready for our big intention setting ceremony coming right at the very end of the year. I'm super excited. The more time you spend on this topic right now, the bigger the gems you're going to find for the intention setting are going to be. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day. Thanks for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.